In today's individualistic culture, the Eucharist is an antidote which operates in the minds and hearts of believers and continually sows in them the logic of the communion, service, sharing. In other words, the logic of the gospel. Those were Pope Benedict XVI's words speaking to the faithful in St. Peter's Square at this Sunday's Angelus. He was referring to the Feast of Corpus Christi, which is celebrated in many countries this Sunday.
In many places today, the Church celebrates the solemnity of the body and blood of Christ. May our hearts rejoice in the great gift of Jesus, the bread of life, who has given himself for us and has come to nourish us. As we open our hearts to others and walk the path of life, may he always sustain and guide us.
Without the Eucharist, Pope Benedict said, the Church does not exist because it constitutes the Church's most precious treasure. It is, he added, like the beating heart that gives life to the whole mystical body of the Church, a social organism based on the spiritual but real tie to Christ. The Pope then recalled the way of life of the early Christians in Jerusalem, which, he said, was the sign of a new style of life. And always, he added, in the history of the Church, the communion with the body of Christ is the remedy of mind and will to find taste for truth and the common good. The Pope also recalled the proclamation of several new blesseds over the weekend, among whom were three German priests killed by the Nazis in 1943 and a nun and two priests beatified in Milan.